And a very good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us in our remembrance today of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a simple occasion, but it's one which helps us to zone out of our daily life and our daily routine and helps us to home in on spiritual things which have eternal implications. Well, it's really delightful this morning to have Matt Pillion providing the exhortation, one of our favourite sons from the 90s, and we're really looking forward to your comments, Matt. Before that, we'll have a look at Proverbs chapter 4. We now look forward to Matt's comments. Thanks, Matt.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Uncle Jeff. I reckon I was about 16 or 17, and I was sitting over there behind Ali there with Luke Samwell, and I reckon Uncle Max Essex was up here exhorting, and I leant over to Luke and I said, "Mate, you'll never ever see me up there doing that." So a little pearl of wisdom is keep your words sweet, because you never know when you're going to have to eat them. And to be up here with one of the biggest influences, good influences in my life. Good on it.
Have a drink of water. Okay.
I'm bored. All right. This morning I'd like to take you all on a journey. A journey with a guide who we can follow, who will take you in a direction that he has been before, who knows the pitfalls and the troubles that lie ahead, but also the joy, the happiness and the peace that comes through our association with him and our Heavenly Father. And young people, you are also on this journey by just choosing to be here. So listen to these words from Proverbs, because this morning is as important for you as it is for those who are baptized. So here's some thoughts from Proverbs. With godly wisdom, we will travel the only path to the kingdom, and we will run and not stumble. With baptism, we have chosen to turn away from the way of the wicked, and as a result, we have the opportunity to see the coming of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Like the rising of the sun, and as it breaks at dawn over the horizon, godly wisdom lights our path. Listen to the words of God. Keep his teachings in our heart and in our minds. And Proverbs 4 finishes with some really good advice. To keep your eyes straight ahead, look where you're going, think about the path you are travelling on, and don't be put off by the ungodly practices going on around us. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Life is described in a number of ways in the Bible, like a journey in the wilderness, a narrow way. And I'd like to share with you a journey that Ali and I enjoyed and the many lessons for life that we learnt from it. Ali and I had the pleasure of taking six young people to Spike, which is a South Pacific Youth Conference in Fiji. And on that trip, we went on a boat ride up the Navua River. Like most things in life, there's a cost, whether it be money or our pride or our comfort. For this trip, the cost was money and definitely comfort. It was an interesting experience and filled with lessons for life. The Navua town is a small town close to the coast, and it's not much to look at, and neither was the river that runs past it. The water is muddy, not like the River Murray, but worse. The day was hot and muggy, and the sun was out. The river was wide, the banks were eroded and littered with rubbish and bamboo rafts. We had to board these boats. There wasn't anything nice about these boats. They were wooden, they were 2 people wide, about 7 or 8 metres long, no roof, and an outboard motor on the back. And the guide would sort you into pairs and then into your seats, in a way to even the load. With the sun beating down, we then started our journey in this outboard wooden boat, which whilst moving sat about 30 centimetres off of the water. We passed the supports of the bridge that crossed that river, and where those supports went down into the riverbed, they had bamboo mixed with trees, plastic bags, bottles, and other rubbish, which had been brought down by the floods and tangled around them at the bottom. We soon noticed that the boat had a constant flow of leaking water running past our feet to the back of the boat, which the guide would bucket out as he navigated up the river. This river had more bends in it than a python, and on each bend was an eroded bank and shallow water. And in the middle of the river, you would have whole trees with one branch sticking out of the water. But sometimes these trees you wouldn't see until your skinny wooden boat motored past, narrowly missing these unseen obstacles. As we got further up the river and further away from civilization, things began to change. The boat still leaked and the obstacles were still there. But the water started to get clearer and the river got narrower. The landscape got thicker and more lush, like a rainforest. It was a beautiful part of God's creation. Small waterfalls would appear, and the banks became high mountains. But the water became faster, and the obstacles were now not trees, but they were small rapids. As we were travelling up this river, we came across these Fijian boys standing on these bamboo rafts tied together with twine, with a piece of bamboo to push them down the river. These bamboo rafts are called an imbilibili, or in English, a push-push, but they're more commonly known as the HMS Don't Come Back, because they only went one way, and that was down the river to Navua Town. As we got higher and higher in the mountains, the water was clearer. There was no rubbish, thick, lush vegetation. And once our guide had navigated up 3 or 4 more rapids, we came to an inlet of crystal clear water. And crystal clear water flowing out to the river. And where the two met, a clear line between the two, clear and murky. The guide then tied up his boat and led us all on a walk alongside that crystal clear creek. As we walked along, we asked him how he knew where to drive his boat and how he had missed all those hidden trees in the river. He then very shyly told us that after every cyclone and every heavy flood, the river would change, and they would have to take their boats up that river to choose the safest way to travel. He also said that the river would tell them by an unusual ripple or a calm patch, which would indicate an obstacle or shallow water. It was also experience and knowledge that helped them to choose that safest path. As we talked, we were walking along a path on the side of a mountain. Sometimes it was easy, but other times it had steep drops to one side with no guard or handrail to stop us from falling. We eventually walked up to this open pool of crystal clear water with a cool spray coming from a 20 metre waterfall. Here, there were no hidden traps, no obstacles, no rapids, no rubbish, just the roar of the water falling over the edge of a mountain, and the cool spray that came from it took away everything that we had been through. It was so peaceful, it was hard to remember that untidy town and rubbish-filled water we had started our journey from. It's hard work travelling against the river and its flow, but the beauty of God's creation and the peace at the end of that journey made the cost of sitting in that uncomfortable boat for a few hours well worth the effort. The refreshing swim in that waterfall at the end of the journey was well worthwhile. This experience left us a lot to think about that night. And how much it's like our journey. Our journey is not always easy. And like that river trip, it will always be against the flow of the world and their values. It's easy to go with the flow, just like that bamboo raft. All downstream, but no way back. To go upstream, it takes effort, patience, and determination. The world around us will do all it can to take us away from our journey to the kingdom, and we need to separate ourselves from that way of life and put away the wisdom of men and live by the wisdom of God. We also have those in the Bible who are good examples of travelling that same journey that God has set out for us. We always need to remember that Jesus has been on this journey before us, and he's that best guide for us to follow. There is a cost of being a follower of Christ, and we read of this in Luke 14, verses 26 and 27. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brother, his sister, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. But to hate mother and father, brother and sister, simply means our priorities have changed and we have set off on our own journey and chosen to put God and Christ first. Life will change as we grow in understanding, and our responsibilities to others will increase, and the need for us to be an example to those who follow. And our cost will be that we no longer can please ourselves. We need to recognise the world for what it is and see the destruction they bring on themselves and everyone around them. They dump their godless rubbish wherever they want, like the rubbish on that bank. And they don't care what their actions do to other people or the world in which they live in. We need to see this wide, polluted river of life for what it is and choose to step away from it and enter that boat with a guide who has been on this journey before. And young people, just because you're not baptized doesn't mean that you're not on this boat. Jesus was on his journey in his teenage years long before he was baptized. and think about all that he did before his baptism and all that he did after. It's just up to you on whether you get off this boat and get onto that raft back to Nauvoo Town or stay on this boat, embrace the challenge and end up standing before that waterfall. He has put each one of us in this boat, each with a different talent, all part of a body with different roles, so that it balances and is maintained, and that none is lost to the rapids or obstacles of the river. Our journey will have changes in its landscape, from the cyclones and the floods of life. With our guide, we are able to find our way through each of these new obstacles by daily learning from the Word of God and understanding that each time you come across these hazards, it's a test of our character. And if we navigate this successfully, then our faith and character will be strengthened. Paul says in Hebrews 12, "Those who God loves, he tests. And if they endure, they are his children. No test is pleasant at the time. It is something very difficult, but for those who learn from it, they will receive the peaceable fruits of righteousness." There may be times when our boat will leak, and there will be need to bail it out and make sure that it isn't slowed down with excess weight, or even sink. This can make our journey harder, so we need to get rid of every weight that slows us down. As the water flows past some obstacles that stick above the surface, it's easy to see and to avoid. But some obstacles only cause a ripple on the surface, and they're not so easy to see. And other times it may appear to be just a calm patch and seem perfectly harmless, but it's easy to get stuck and hold up our progress or even damage our boat so that we're not able to continue the journey. In this case, we may need to do a lot of repairs, or we may be tempted to get off and climb on board the Imbilibili. But remember, this is a HMS Don't Come Back, and we will be returning to the pollutions of the world that we have just left. And Peter warns us and says, "It would have been better for us to never started the journey than to return to where we have come from." And we're also told not to think like the world, but change and develop that beauty that is a reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The further we get away from the world, the clearer the picture is, the more easily we recognise the obstacles. They don't go away. They will always be there until the kingdom comes. But at the end of the journey, the effort will be worthwhile. The peace and the beauty of an earth filled with the glory of God and the lushness of creation and the crystal clear waters is what we look forward to. Psalm 72 and Isaiah 35 and many other parts of the Bible, it describes for us this beauty. "He shall come down like rain on mown grasses. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who only does wonderful things. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And the wilderness and the desert will spring up with life and beauty as we have never seen before." We all can be on this journey towards this Eden. We're not alone. We can't do this alone. You need to rely on others. That is why we have been chosen and put together to balance the load in this boat. We have other brethren and sisters whose help we will need from time to time, and we will need to help them to avoid the obstacles in life as well. Our greatest help is that we know we have a high priest who has navigated the same obstacles as we are faced with. He has been on this journey before. And if we trust in him to navigate our path, then we will indeed find rest in him. So let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. His is the way. Let us walk in it. In a few moments, we will share these emblems together and with so many brethren and sisters around the world. And we will do this week by week until Jesus returns to set us up his kingdom on earth. This is our opportunity to bail out our boat from everything that has leaked in and that might slow us down, and take away the momentum that we need to continue our journey up the river of life.